Hey, this is Dan with CDP Audio Boo number 41, Avengers 201. So this issue picks up after the events of issue 200, the WTF issue, where Ms. Marvel went back to limbo with Mortis's son, Marcus. The Avengers are in the process of simultaneously cleaning up the mansion, emptying the garbage, fixing all their tech with the help of Stark Industries workers, and also questioning whether or not they should have let Ms. Marvel go. But that conversation doesn't last too long. Once they're all pretty much satisfied that the mansion is, you know, in good shape, they decide to, you know, this is kind of an in-between issue. It seems like all the Avengers are kind of going their separate ways, or they've got other things going on. Hank Pym is going back to his status as a part-time Avenger, getting ready to go to Tokyo for some symposium. Jan goes with him, well, at least as far as their house in Jersey, to have a little boom-boom time before Hank hops on a plane for Tokyo. In fact, Jocasta packs them a lunch, saying, basically saying, you'll probably be too busy to fix dinner, so I had Jarvis whip you up some sandwiches. So, yeah, so that's, you know, not too much to, it's pretty straightforward. They're going to be banging. So, then you have Wonder Man and the Beast taken off. Wonder Man still has his acting gig for some kids' cable TV show. He actually gets fired from that gig. Let's see. And that pretty much leaves, Iron Man gets an emergency call from Stark Industries, so he heads back there. And then you've got Hawkeye and Captain America, who just hang out at the mansion to do some working out. Let's see. What else happens in this issue? Not too much. Really, the biggest thing that happens towards the end is after Hank, you know, leaves for Tokyo, there's a break-in at the Van Dyme / Pym's house. Wasp goes down to investigate and to find a huge freaking robot had busted into Hank's lab and is walking out with two giant canisters of, they're marked Ad Resin X and Ad Resin Y. Don't know what that means, but it must mean something because they actually marked them. And then it cuts to Tony Stark, back at Stark Industries, who's a little upset. He's a little afraid because he found out that some chemical components from his chemical research division has been stolen. And he's pretty certain he knows who the culprit is. And he is afraid that the device he's making to track this these chemicals will somehow cost him his life. And that's where that part of the issue ends. And then there's a backup, maybe just a few page backup with Jarvis on his day off. He literally gets 24 hours every 2 weeks. He gets 24 hours to himself. I'm not sure if there's a butler's union, but if there is, they're not going to be too happy with that. Basically, this is a story of Jarvis fending off a bully in his mother's neighborhood using pretty much every British cliche in the book, from Yorkshire pudding to Piccadilly to rapscallion to mentioning that he was a boxer in the Royal Air Force. Yeah, pretty much, like I said, every British cliche in the book was used in this backup story. And that's pretty much it for this issue. This is Dan from Comic Book Pit, and we'll see you next time.